So for the personal narrative, I decided to write it on my dogs and experiences with that. I had one dog for 14 years, and I just talked about the tragedy of his death, but also I talked about my other two dogs, Lulu and Mac, and how they played a big part in my life too. And I wrapped it all into how God has a plan and how he put Sam, the dog I had for 14 years, in my life for a reason, and just the way that Lulu came into my life and how she had all those experiences with Sam too. And then after Sam died, a couple months later, we ended up getting Mac, and how it really just worked out, just like how we got Mac and everything. It was really just from God. And so I started writing my essay. I made sections. I made one for Sam, Lulu, and Mac. And I also did a section of the climax of when Sam died. And then during the essay, I also wrapped it into how God had been there and how he helped me through that situation of Sam dying. And just, I talked about that a lot through it because that was the main purpose of me writing the story. So I started just writing my essay just off of things from the top of my head, just things with Sam, Lulu, and Mac, and I didn't add that much description in it, so I had to go back in my essay and make sure it was more, like, descriptive, and I was thinking about similes, metaphors, and then the five senses, like vision, hearing, smell, taste, touch, and all that. While my peers were editing my essay, they also noticed that I wasn't too descriptive. So I went back and made it even more descriptive. When I had the one-on-one meeting with, my professor, I realized that I was not doing the past and present tenses correctly. I'd be in the past, and sometimes I'd be like talking like I was in the future. So I just had to go back and make sure all my tenses were correct. Let's see. So I tend to get straight to the point in essays. That's why it is harder for me to be so descriptive. So this essay, it wasn't like a struggle, but it was definitely harder for me personally to make it descriptive. Also with my transitions, I had to go back in and make sure that I was transitioning really smoothly and efficiently. If I could give myself advice 2 weeks ago, I just would have told myself to be more descriptive since it did take a long time. I had to go back and basically like rewrite my whole essay because of that. The class activities definitely helped me, with my essay when in class, when we saw what a good like descriptive sentence and how to transition those, that definitely helped me a lot. Let's see. In the future while I'm writing my writing assignments, I think it would be helpful for me to write down the message that I want to tell through my essay, because I knew I wanted to write my personal essay about my dogs and just about how that it's just a really personal experience. I think I'm really close to all my dogs. They've been with me through so many things in my life, and I had never had an animal, a family member, anything like that die. So having someone that I've had in my life, my dog Sam, die, it was really hard for me. So it was definitely one of the most just like personal things I've ever been through. But I wish before I wrote my essay that I would have like planned out the message I wanted to tell, because the message I wanted to get across through my essay was about how like God was there for me through everything, how he put Mac in my life at the right time. Just like he did little things, like I would see yellow butterflies that reminded me of him, just different things like that. And I wish I could have planned that message out sooner, because I had to go back and be like, wait, am I conveying what message I want to tell?